So before we get started with this exercise, please make sure you're in some sort of situation where it's unlikely that you will be disturbed or distracted so that you can give your full attention to what we're doing. And also find a comfortable position, which could be sitting, lying down, or standing. It's up to you. Dropping anchor is an exercise that helps us to engage in life and take control of our actions. All day long we drift into our thoughts and feelings. We get hooked by our thoughts and feelings and our attention is pulled away from where it needs to go. So the aim of this exercise is to train yourself to get better at realizing that you've drifted off into your thoughts and feelings, to unhook yourself from them, come back into your body, take control of your actions, and engage in the world around you. So take a moment to just notice what thoughts and feelings are showing up for you right now. What is your mind doing? Is it silent or whirring or chattering away in the background? What are you feeling in your body? Are you feeling tense or relaxed? Are you feeling anxious or angry? And just take a moment to acknowledge in words whatever it is those thoughts and feelings are. For example, here's my mind worrying, or I'm noticing feelings of anger. Just make a space for them to just be there. And now come back into your body, push your feet into the floor and straighten your back, and perhaps take a slow breath or two, and get a sense of your arms and legs. This might involve gently wiggling your toes around, or it might involve gently pressing your hands together. It might involve a gentle stretch and a kind of getting a sense of your whole body, your arms and your legs, and a sense that you can move your arms and your legs and your hands and your fingers, and straightening that back, feeling your spine, and gently wiggling your head around on your neck. All the while, really get a sense for the body you have and can control. So there are thoughts and feelings here, and there's a body here, and at the same time, also get a sense of the world around you, wherever you are right now. Open your eyes, open your ears, look around, notice where you are, what you can see and hear. Breathe in the air, notice what you can smell, and notice what you can taste in your mouth, or if you can't notice any particular taste, just notice the wetness and moisture and warmth inside your mouth. So there's a lot of stuff right here in the present moment. There's your thoughts and your feelings, and there's a body, and there's the world around you. And what we're going to be doing throughout this exercise is just learning to recognize when we drift off into our thoughts and feelings and lose touch with what's going on, and how to anchor ourselves repeatedly, come back and re-engage with what's going on. So once again, take a moment to just notice what your mind is doing. Is your mind agreeing with me? Is it saying this is silly? Or has it gone silent? Just notice and see if you can find just one or two words to describe what your mind is doing. Say to yourself, my mind is silent, or here's my chattering mind, or my worrying mind. And now come back into your body. Push your feet into the floor or wiggle your toes, straighten your spine, gently move your arms and your legs, get a sense that this mind is inside your body. There's a body here, right now, doing this exercise. And once again, opening your eyes and ears and looking around and noticing the room and the world outside you. So there's your mind worrying here, or being silent if you're lucky, and there's your body here, and there's a whole world around you that you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. Now let's go back into your body and look at the feelings inside there. I'm going to ask you to take your time exploring the different feelings and sensations happening in your body right now, with an attitude of openness and curiosity. See if you can notice these feelings as if you're a child that's never encountered something like this before. With curiosity, notice the feelings and sensations in your forehead. and in your mouth, and in your face, and in your jaws? What feelings and sensations can you notice in your throat and in your neck? Notice what you can feel in your upper shoulders and your upper back. What can you notice in your chest, in the front and the sides and in your back? What do you notice about the way your rib cage is moving as you breathe? Is it fast or slow? Is it shallow or deep? Notice what's happening in your tummy and in your abdomen. Do you notice any feelings or sensations there? And bring your attention to your arms. Notice what you can feel in your upper arms. Any sensations, tightness, looseness. Notice the muscles. And in your forearms, and in your hands, and your fingers. So there's your upper half of your body, and there's all sorts of sensations and feelings. Now also open your eyes and ears and look around the room. Notice what you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. And take control of your arms and legs. Move them around. Have a stretch. Wiggle your toes. Push your feet into the floor. So there are feelings in your body here. And there's a mind here that's chattering away. And there's a body here that you have control over. And there's a whole world around you. Look around. Notice what you can see and hear. A whole world for you to interact with. And now let's progress down to the lower half of your body. Notice what you can feel in your pelvis and your bottom. What sensations and feelings can you notice in your lower legs, in your calves, and in your feet, and in your toes? See if you can now quickly scan your body from head to toe and just notice any particular feelings or sensations that somehow capture your interest. Maybe there are areas of tightness, areas of pain, areas of emptiness or numbness, or areas that feel warm and pleasant. Just scan down and notice what captures your attention. And now come back into this body and regain control over it. Move your arms and legs, whether you're sitting or lying or standing. Gently move all your muscles in your arms and legs. Have a stretch or shrug your shoulders or move your head around or wiggle your toes or move your feet. So there's a whole body here that's full of feelings and sensations, and you have control of this body, and you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. Now notice what your mind is doing. Is your mind silent or whirring? Is it repeating things it said in the last few minutes, or is it saying something completely different? Is it wondering how long this exercise is going to go for? Or is it helping you to engage in this exercise? So once again, there are thoughts cropping up and changing and appearing and disappearing all the time. And the feelings in your body are changing all the time. Notice the thoughts and feelings that are present and come back into that body and regain control. Move your arms and legs. Have a stretch. If you like, take a deep breath or a slow breath. Move and stretch. There's a whole body here. There's thoughts and feelings showing up. There's a body here that you have control over. And once again, open your eyes and ears and look around the room and notice what you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. It's a whole world around you for you to interact with this body. So we're bringing this exercise to an end now, so take a moment to consider what you're going to do next. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever situation you are moving into, where do you want to focus your attention?